Here we
I'll
go.
let you know.
Here we go.
There we go.
Welcome, white nationalists, Christian identians, and seekers after truth everywhere. This is
we're winging it again.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh man,
we get overnight resets on these programs.
Right.
They don't give us any notice, and we have to fix something.
Right. Well, actually, I logged into Internet Explorer. And the first time I tried to log in, it says, this site cannot be reached. What do you mean, Internet Explorer can't be reached?
Yeah,
it's a major server.
I got the error 400 on a lot of stuff. And then I got that virus the other day when I was trying to watch a movie.
Oh,
you have to call and pay them to, call Windows, but it's not Windows number. It's a scam.
Right.
Well,
absolutely.
I've got programs that deal with that, and
okay.
I just activated that program, and just
okay.
That was the end of that.
Okay. Let me clue you in, Pastor Steve. Those spaghetti westerns have a lot of viruses, right? You never know. You watch a movie on the internet. There's all kinds of adware, spyware.
Oh yeah. Well,
there's,
I've got that system mechanic.
Right.
So
do I.
David
James
knocks
gave that to
the
both of
crap
us.
Out of all of that.
Right.
So.
But see, they're always coming up with new ways of getting around the most sophisticated, antivirus programs. They always are. Okay.
Well, so. This updates all the time. These guys—that's the best program on the market. I'm just going to say it.
Oh yeah,
because
it's good.
They take care of me. It's easy to add time. It's just a good program, and it's really – and that, I was on the little computer. I wasn't on this one. I don't go anywhere on this one except EFR and Skype.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right, yeah. That's the best way to do it to avoid any kind of viruses. Just use that computer for one purpose, and that's EFR. Right, that's what I try to do.
This is my recording computer. That's what this is.
Very good, very good.
And this is the mega computer that I do all the behind-the-scenes work with. I mean, I've got multiple terabytes, and this thing is maxed out on RAM. I mean, you can't put any more in it.
Yeah.
And it is so incredibly fast, because to download these files, some of the two-hour shows that we do, it's a beast trying to get them downloaded and then onto the server, because the server itself is not as fast as my computer. And
right.
I have to download stuff several times to get it to take. This computer is a Dell, and I paid big bucks for this.
Okay, right, yeah, relatively speaking. Right.
Well, this is their. I have 2 terabytes inside, another terabyte outside, and then like 36. Things of RAM. I mean, this thing is just, it's a monster.
Yes.
But I need it to do all the stuff that we do. I mean, somebody's got to take care of our baby.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Swaddling clothes.
I mean,
it's still
got,
in swaddling clothes.
You're in for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah, right.
When you started contacting me back when I was in the joint and you told me what you were doing with EFR, I told you I'd go with it.
Right.
And I have kept my word, because this is the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, right.
We are really making a difference. We're hitting them hard. from
and
all
harder
sides.
and harder and harder. We're not letting
we
up.
Got all these new shows on, man.
Yeah, right.
It's just so cool.
It's fun. It's fun. All right, it's fun again after 2018 was a horrible year
for
us.
Well, last year was a beast, man. It was horrible. But,
and we still have technical problems, but this morning our slow start was based on the fact that IE didn't open up for me. Okay, that's really strange. You know, that doesn't happen very often. But my second try, it worked. Okay, so wow. We were sweating
okay,
it there.
I want to run this by the listening public. Eli did a show all about the prisoners yesterday. A lot of these prisoners are stuck with the Bibles that they give out in the prisons. A lot of these guys are CI. I want to work with some people, and I can buy the case, the least expensive version of the scriptures, which is what I had in prison. And I'll put my money in. We'll ship it via ANP because I can have no contact with a prisoner. It would have to be shipped elsewhere. But I'll kick in a bunch of money, and we can start sending these accurate Bibles, you know, sacred name Bibles out to some of these prisoners. If some of the people are willing to work with me on this, give me a little bit of help. We'll set up a prisoner Bible fund and get literature and stuff and accurate Bibles to some of these CI prisoners. Eli's going to have a list. And this just really hit me hard yesterday, listening to those letters.
Right.
And having been in that situation and knowing what the gulags are like, and how they persecute our people, our CI people in the gulags. I will be free from all legal obligations in December. And I will be under no restrictions at that point. But right now, we can have these Bibles shipped to Eli, and Eli could ship them out. But I will kick in at least half the cost of a case of these Bibles, if we can get some other people to help defray the other half of the cost. And okay. I'm living on Social Insecurity, and I'm willing to do this for our brethren because they are so important.
Okay, well, we talked about doing a prisoner episode on Yahweh's Covenant People every once a month on Friday nights. Okay, so let's do that, and maybe we can coordinate all of that, and we'll put a notice
but
on the website.
It's something for the listening audience to think on. If we could get 10 people, and I'll publish what the fees will be, and if we could get at least 10 people to kick in $5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would help.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'll buy a Bible for a prisoner.
Right.
Because
there you go.
If I buy in bulk, I get discounts.
Sure.
And it'll take the individual cost down, and we can get our brothers some real decent Bibles, the scriptures like I read out of. It's something to think of, folks. It's something to mull over. We're not going to rush into it. Create a prisoner fund on EFR, Israelite One says. Yeah, that would be ideal.
Mm-hmm.
That would be ideal.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, because these people are going into the remnant. Yeah, they made a mistake. Okay? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. If they've repented and they're changing their life and they're coming into the fold, Yeshua came for sinners, not for the righteous. Okay? And we're all sinners. So, something to think of. Let's help some brothers and sisters out there.
Yeah,
that's just an idea.
Well, it's a real joke. You know, they call them penitentiaries. You know, where you're supposed to be penitent.
They're gulags.
They're gulags.
Torture chambers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't kid yourself.
That's right. That's right. And if you're white, and especially if you're pro-white and in prison, and your Christianity is not of the Judeo variety, but it's Christian identity, you will be more persecuted than anybody else in that prison.
Oh, try to get on a pork-free diet. Mm. They consider Christian identity a security threat group. That's an STG.
Mm-hmm.
And they really hammer the CI people.
Yes, they do.
I had hell to go through to observe Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and Tabernacles.
Right.
And right. They will give the Jews anything they want. They will give the Islamists anything they want. Yeah. They will give the Odinists anything they want. They will give any Judeo-Christian church that comes in there and preaches their claptrap anything they want. But CI, they single us out.
Mm-hmm. You will be hated for my name's sake. That's right. We're the most hated people on the face of the earth, even by other Christians. So-called Christians.
Yes. Chinos, Christian in name
right,
only.
Right, right, right. Go back to China. All right.
Yeah,
so,
Chinos.
Yeah. Today's episode, we're going to take a break from Josephus. And today's episode is going to be entitled Mass Media Fakitude.
Yes.
Mass Media Fakitude. Brother Steve, when Paul English and I conceived of the Fake News Now program, we agreed that we were launching both EFR and that show at just the right time because independent media and the internet and social media with all these people with cell phones that can take photos and movies, the Jew world order is going to be exposed. We knew that. We saw this coming. And the last two weeks with the Kamala Harris, Jesse Smollett story and the Covington Catholic schoolboy story, where mass media has shown its true colors, ready to jump on the race card at the slightest notice without checking their facts. We knew this already, but now the average American is seeing it for himself or herself how fake the mass media is. How terribly
fake. Well,
they're
so blatant about it, and they just rush ahead and they don't think, and a lot of them are not real bright bulbs on the Christmas
right.
tree.
Nor are they journalists.
Okay.
Right. Journals.
And they're panicking and they're so eager.
Oh, yeah.
To throw a monkey wrench into the whole works. They don't care if it's suicidal or self-destructive.
Yeah.
They're, you know, banzai! And they fly into the big battleship.
That's right.
And blow themselves up. Well.
Right. They sure do.
They're flying into the battleship and it's going boing and bouncing off because
right.
they're getting exposed.
Yeah. On the good ship, lollipop. Yep.
I want to launch into this while it's fresh in my mind.
Okay.
Eli and I have been attacked. There's a video out that was in the EFR studio, the Eurofolk Radio chat room. We have been called the sacred name cult, and the title of the video is the name of Yahweh is it's witchcraft.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh.
This was by a Whoa. Fellow that Eli and I had been associated with, and came to the last gathering. They were baptized. And turns out, I hate to do this, but he has gone on the attack and on the offensive. He's married to a Palestinian woman. He's supposedly divorcing her, but he's living in the same house. And then he's having an affair with a white woman who is still married. Her husband took off, but she's still married. Now, if you read the scripture, that is adultery. Well, when we found this out, because we didn't know it before, we said, look, you're going to have to break this relationship off. You're going to have to come under the law that Yeshua gave us. This is not Old Testament law. This is New Testament, what Yeshua said. He said, if you marry or fool around with a woman that's been cast off, you commit adultery, and you cause her to commit adultery. Eli and I are preachers. We have a responsibility to Yahweh first. This fella has been a friend. I didn't say I didn't like the guy, but now, because we will not put up with the adulterous aspects of this relationship, we have been attacked. He has turned on us and is on the attack. We have seen this before in Christian Identity. The seeds fall on stony ground. They will take root for just a little bit, but then they wither. He is proposing that King James only.
Whoa.
And that...
So all the word studies that we do are meaningless.
You don't say Yeshua. You don't say Yahweh. You say God or Lord, with the knowledge that it's the Tetragrammaton. You say Jesus, because English is our heart language.
Heart language.
Whatever a heart language is.
Right.
There's this preacher that he's following. The guy's in the video. So it's in the chat room.
Okay. So he's going with his feelings.
If you want to watch it, you can watch it. It's in there. We didn't delete it. Not going to delete it. We want to let him present his viewpoint. But this preacher is a universalist. All the people of the earth are going to be saved by Jesus. Goes right directly, I come not except for the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Yeah.
Studiously ignores that passage.
Covenant message, right.
We are a cult, okay, according to this fella.
The most hated cult in the world.
And,
stony ground.
We are no longer affiliated with this fella. We will not appear in any of his videos. We did a whole bunch of videos with the guy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, really, and then all of a sudden, this comes out of the blue. When we discovered this adulterous relationship and we said, look, our ministry is at stake. We cannot present ourselves as CI pastors and condone this relationship. We can't do it. You're going to have to break it off.
Right.
Or we can't be associated. Well, boom, now we're the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a cult. Eli and I have stood firm on this. Okay? Whatever this guy is saying is whatever he's saying, and anybody that wants to go with this guy can just go with the guy. Eli and I are going to hold to the tenets of Christian Identity, that
right.
It is for Israel only. The chosen people are not the Jews. The chosen people are Israel, who are not Jews. This preacher on there is saying that the Gentiles and all this other stuff, all this stuff that we have debunked over the years. This guy is preaching. This guy has turned on us.
Yeah, universalism. dispensationalism.
Our former affiliate has turned on us and is going this route.
Yeah, he's taking the broad path. Narrow is the path that leads to salvation.
We utterly reject this.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So that is a public statement by Eli and myself. We do not go along with this. We will not tolerate this. He talks about being excommunicated. We're not the Pope. We don't excommunicate anybody.
Yeah, he excommunicated
himself.
If he
wants to go against the laws of Yahweh and he wants to promote all this other stuff, that is on his head, not ours. We are standing firm.
We told him very politely, we cannot support you in this. Yeah, we didn't call him names. We didn't say that he's an evil person. We just told him, here's the law. This is our position, and we cannot adapt the law to you. And you're, well, what he's become is a New Testament Christian. Okay? He claims that the Old Testament laws are too strict, and the New Testament is not as strict as the Old Testament. Okay, I have a quotation here from Matthew 4:4. Let me just read from verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Like this person has been tempted of the devil, he doesn't realize it. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Okay? Yeah. Not by your opinion, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And we at EFR and in the Christian Identity Movement have stressed that we do our absolute best to live by the word of God, both Old Testament and New Testament, because it's in the long run, it's one testament. The only difference between the old and the new is that the Messiah came in the middle of it. That's the only difference between an old and new. And so he has allowed himself to be moved by this extramarital relationship. And then in order to justify himself, he has resorted to name calling. Over to you. If you want to finish the story.
Well, this preacher that's in this video is straight up a universalist. He does not know the Jews. And he plainly states he doesn't read Hebrew. He doesn't understand Hebrew. Doesn't know the Hebrew definitions. But yet he's slamming those of us that have done 30 years of research and learned Hebrew. He says the New Testament, quote unquote, was in Greek. No, it was written in Aramaic first, which is the language that Yeshua spoke. This guy proclaims his own ignorance of these languages.
Yes.
Now, how can you do research and not learn these languages? This guy is talking out of his hat. He has sucked this brother in, and this brother is being led astray. We've had others that have been affiliated with EFR that have got into the sex thing, and they have gone astray.
Right.
We have to stay on the straight and narrow path here at EFR, and we cannot affiliate ourselves with somebody that's thinking with his sexual organs.
Right.
Everybody has passions, okay? That's fine. But you have to, as Scripture says, control your vessel. This grieves me because the guy was really doing some good stuff. And then all of a sudden, in the videos, he was bringing out a bunch of woo-woo stuff. That's fine. We can investigate other things and go down other paths and do some research, as long as it doesn't conflict with
scripture.
The scriptures.
Right.
But when you take off, and because of rejection, because of your own misbehavior, the elders admonish you about it, then you turn on the elders. You're not my enemy. You're the enemy of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
If Yahweh's word falls on deaf ears and you reject the word of Yahweh, who are you at enmity with?
Yeah, yeah.
Now you either believe or you want to live in the world and get physical gratification. There's a lot more to life in this testing ground than sexual satisfaction.
There is? No. Right?
Oh, yeah. Say it ain't so, Pastor.
Say it ain't
Steve.
So.
Look.
Right.
Anybody that puts anything ahead of Yeshua or Yahweh
mm-hmm.
is not worthy of entering the kingdom.
Even if you call him Jesus or God, doesn't matter.
Yeshua said that. If you love your father or your mother or your friend or your stuff that you've accumulated more than me, you're not worthy to enter the kingdom. And the one guy asked him, he says, what do I do to get into the kingdom? And he says, sell all you have and give to the poor. And the guy turned away very sad because he had many possessions. Lip service. Lip service.
Mm-hmm.
You got to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. And those of us that walk the walk have been punished and suffered for it. But what about all the disciples? They were beheaded.
Right, right.
For proclaiming the gospel of Yeshua Messiah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's quickly answer a question in the chat room. Bo Bandy asks, so what is the line of Cain? Is it not the Canaanites? Yes, the Canaanites are part of the line of Cain, but not the entire line of Cain.
All right, right. It says, Brother Abair, has Cain's kids were Kenites? No. They were not the Kenites.
That's the King James.
You have that wrong.
That's the King
they
James.
They were the Cainy.
Explanation.
Q-E-Y-N-I-Y, the seed of Cain. The Kenites were a different branch.
But that's not explained in the King James Version. They confuse the two. They confuse
the two. That is correct.
Okay.
When Yeshua said he was a murderer from the beginning, your father, okay,
mm-hmm.
who was the first murderer? It was Cain. Q-A-Y-I-N, not C-A-I-N, Q-A-Y-I-N, Cain. It means the acquired one. He was not Adam's son. She acquired him from the fallen angel, the Nakash, that seduced her.
Right.
Hebel, they call him Abel. It was Hebel, H-E-B-E-L, was a year younger. She conceived again and bore his brother Hebel. Cain was a year older. He gave an inferior sacrifice to Yahweh.
Knowingly.
Because
knowingly. Yes.
Because his heart was not in it, and it was not of flesh like Hebel did. He didn't slaughter. He gave vegetables, and they were not of the first grade. They were just something that was laying around.
Right.
It was rejected. And because Yahweh accepted Hebel's sacrifice, Cain became angry and killed Hebel and hid his body in the ground. And Yahweh castigated him for that, cast him out from the ground. And he said, from now on, the ground will not yield itself to you. Well, Cain went out into the land of Nod. Nod means wandering in Hebrew. He mixed with the non-Adamic other species that were out there. because the race of Adam is the youngest race on the planet. We were put here. The others
Yahweh
were here already, and they were corrupted by the fallen one that was here before Adam was placed here from the Garden of Eden.
And Yahweh breathed the breath of life into Adam, and Yahshua repeated that ritual in the New Testament.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
It's a commemoration of that in the New Testament.
Well, the seed of Cain bred with all these other two-legged bipedal hominids out there, all the other races that were non-Israelite. And eventually, Edom, when he rebelled against his parents, married in with the Hittites, who were of that cursed seed line. And the Edomites absorbed the DNA of the cursed one, Cain. And the Edomites are modern Jewry today. They carry that satanic DNA. And that is why they are enemies of true Israel, because their father, the devil, was jealous of Adam, because Adam was given dominion over the planet. And he hated that. Satan wanted his little kingdom here.
Right, fiefdom. He had a fiefdom.
And there has been this war in heaven ongoing between the species up until this day. And they're coming down the end of their term, and they are going to be cast down and cast into the lake of fire. And it says quite clearly in the scripture, in the book of Obadiah, what will happen to the Edomites. So just read the book of Obadiah and you'll get a big overview. It's a short little book, won't take you long. And it's a rock'em sock'em story of what's going to happen to Edom, which is modern Jewry. Over to you, Edom.
Right. Okay. So you've given a Christian identity explanation based on the correct meanings of the Hebrew and Greek words. You know, the King James Version does not use the correct meanings of those words, invents new words to hide all these facts, right? They believe, like the Jews claim, that race mixing is okay, that that Father Yahweh winks at it. No, he doesn't. He commands against it. And throughout the Old Testament, and this is what I prove in my book, The Great Impersonation, how the Antichrist has deceived the whole world, I show that from Adam and Eve down, there is one seed line that is to be exclusive from all other seed lines. That's what the Bible is all about. It's called the covenant message. And nowhere, not even the New Testament, does that change. Okay?
That's correct.
All of our explanations, the reasons why we go into such great depth into the writings of Paul, is to show that he does not deviate from that message either. It's just the lousy translations that are extant out there, put out by the Jews. The Jews have bought up all of these publishing houses that used to be independent Judeo-Christian publishing houses. Now they're all owned by Jews. So guess what? It's getting worse. All right, the translations are getting worse as time goes on. So, you know, this is why Christian identity is the only biblical religion or faith that is correct, and we aim to stay biblically correct. We're not going to deviate. Okay? So, that's a very good explanation, Pastor Steve.
And the mass media that we're talking about today, in their fakitude, is promoting this other version. You'll hear people that are associated with it, with the mass media, the popular TV preachers, like this guy that's got this thing on the chat room. He uses Gentiles. The mass media promotes the Jews as true Israel, where they are not.
And the Catholic Church is handling with kid gloves.
The mass, the mass media promotes race mixing.
That's right.
Which is an abomination to Yahweh.
Abortion. Their death
homosexuality.
Cult.
They are the mass abomination media in their fakitude.
That's right.
They are promoting rebellion against all the rules that Yahweh has established.
Exactly. Exactly. And the great thing about all of this, Pastor Steve, is that more and more people are waking up to the fact that mass media is nothing but fakitude. Fakitude, folks. Absolute fakitude. And we've known this for decades. You know, it starts out with Henry Ford and his publication, The International Jew, and all of his identity friends. We just weren't called identity in those days, okay? But Gerald L.K. Smith was a good friend of Henry Ford. Gerald L.K. Smith taught exactly what we teach, that Jews are evil and race mixing is bad, right? So it goes back to Henry Ford. Henry Ford is actually the founder, financially, of the Christian identity movement.
And basically, one of them.
And then, of course, Dr. Wesley Swift and Bertrand Comparé, Sheldon Emery, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They've all been teaching the same thing. Be careful
of
the Jews. Ezra Pound, be careful about the Jews. They're not what they claim to be, right? So the rest of the world has been falling for all these Jew lies, and every single one of these mass media corporations is owned by a Zionist Jew. Every last one of them.
All of them.
All of them.
And they are all working hand in hand. Now, everybody says Trump is this, Trump is that. Jared Kushner, a Jew, married to Trump's daughter. She converted to Judaism. Trump went to Israel. He has proclaimed Jerusalem as the capital. He has been at the Wailing Wall with a beanie, bobbing his head.
Right.
all the support for Israel. We're talking about the southern border. And they've got everybody distracted with this big fight over this wall thing. The Bible says that the earth will open up and swallow this flood, because it is a flood.
Right.
And these people are our enemies. There are a lot of criminals that come in. Child trafficking, human trafficking, drugs, murder.
Child sacrifice.
Prostitution. Pornography. Child sacrifice, the Masonic rituals have a lot of Satanism in them, all the symbolism. David James talks about that all the time. He really nails it. Some of David's shows are so brilliant lately. I just can't express my thanks to David for doing what he's doing. He's just, he's a master of the craft. He really gets down.
He's Jew savvy. He lived in Boston for all these years.
yeah. But I mean, he's got his Bible research down too.
Right.
Backs everything up he says in scripture. He's not talking out of his hat.
Yeah. Like a Judean.
We've got all these new people that are coming on board, 'cause we got rid of some of the other ones. Because they went off into left field. Well, my buddy just went off in the left field on me, and it hurts me. I don't hate this guy, but I have to stand for what's
the word
in the scripture. I don't have a choice. I'm called out.
Yes.
I have to stand firm on this. And it just, yeah, okay, now I've lost a friend. Okay, well, if Yahweh is for us, who can be against us? It's coming down to the last days. We're seeing people deviate, and they've been influenced. This other guy's got a great big channel. He's got a lot of videos, and our friend has gone the way of Judeo-Christianity. because this guy promotes the Jews, and they're not, you know, Jews and Gentiles. Gentiles only means nation. The word is goy or goyim, not Gentile. Gentile was a manufacturer's word that was inserted into the Bible. It was put in by the translators. It was Dan Johns, not David Johns. Okay, Swamp Fox. That's another tragedy. Because Dan was
that's a great
real
teacher.
Solid for a long time.
Yeah. He went the way of Solomon. Too many women. Just way too many women.
Non-white women.
It's hard enough to please one woman. Sorry, ladies. But I'm sure you feel the same way about men, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a common feeling among our people. The world has great allure to many people. It's very seductive.
It is.
Literally seductive, okay? The images presented by fake media and Hollyweird, all the movies, The Devil Vision, what you see on cable TV, what you see on the internet is full of deception, subtle deception in many ways.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have spiritual discernment to navigate through the internet. It's tough.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, the one distinguishing fact of Christian identity is we keep Yahweh's Torah. No other religion does. We're the only ones. There's no doubt about this.
Torah means teaching and law. Mm-hmm. That's what it means. Keep the Torah.
Keep the law.
The law.
Right.
The law has passed away. Yeshua said, not one jot or tittle of the law shall pass away until heaven and earth pass away.
Right.
It's still here.
It's still here. Adultery is still adultery.
The law is not done away with. Some of it has been fulfilled. We no longer have to sacrifice for the remission of sin. That was dealt with. That was completed. But the rest of it, you don't murder, you don't covet, you don't commit adultery, you don't steal, you don't do usury. There's all these things. It's not just the Ten Commandments. There's a lot more that's stipulated all through the Old Covenant, okay, that gives you a guidebook for living. That's what this whole book, Old, Middle, and New, you know, the so-called quote-unquote Old Testament, the Apocrypha, which a lot of the teachings in there, which is the intertestamental period, which is historical, but there's a lot of wisdom stuff and teaching in that. And then you have the New Covenant, the Brit Kadasha.
Okay.
Which does nothing but preach what was in the first covenant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The new covenant only signifies that there is a way of forgiveness through Yeshua Messiah that was not provided in the old covenant, the first covenant. It's all one covenant with the people of Israel. You should not separate the testaments. That is an error on people's part. Well, I'm a New Testament Christian. No. You have to be a Testament Christian. The whole book,
a biblical
the whole
Christian.
Thing, old, middle, and new, should be studied.
Yes.
There's a lot of wisdom, a lot of teaching, a lot of examples, a lot of history, which explains what's going on in the Apocrypha.
Okay, I forgot, Pastor Steve, that Yahshua himself spoke on this matter. Mm-hmm. Luke 16:18, Whosoever put away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery. This is not Old Testament, folks. This is New Testament. And whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. As you said, until her husband dies, you cannot marry her. And if you have sexual relations with her, you're committing adultery. It's right here in the New Testament.
Well, we called even him on it. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
If he chooses not to obey or he chooses to ignore that because it goes against his personal desires, that's not on us. We're watchmen on the wall and we've sounded the warning.
Yes, exactly.
That's our job.
The warning of Ezekiel.
It's not our job to grab people by the scruff of the neck and shove it down their throats. You have to want to obey.
Amen.
It has to be willing, otherwise it's fake.
Right.
And there's
enough fakitude, right?
Too much fakery out there today. Yeah. Two people that are in name only Christians, they give lip service to it. But do they want to follow the teachings of Yeshua? They want to pick and choose certain things. Oh, I like this one, but I don't like that one too much.
Too bad.
Well, see?
Yes. All right. So let's get to, the actual, we're seeing, praise Yahweh, the utter collapse of fake news media before our very eyes. We've been hoping and praying for this for so long. And these last two events in the last 2 weeks with the Covington Catholic campaign against the Covington Catholic schoolboys for wearing MAGA hats and for just standing where they were. Waiting for a bus. The Jew press, the kosher press, misinterpreted everything that happened. Based their rhetoric on one short video that was put out by somebody who was deliberately leaving out the most important parts, okay? And then they had this liar, Nathan Phillips, who pretends to be a Vietnam veteran, and he was not. He spent virtually his whole time in the military in the brig, okay? Saying, I'm a Native American, and The Native Americans were actually being accosted by the black Hebrews. They were calling them names, and they were saying, oh, you guys are pagans. You worship idols. So that's the way it started, folks. Mass media reported none of this. None of this. And Nathan Phillips walks up to, I forget the boy's name now, but Sandman. Yeah. Sandman, Nick Sandman. Enter Sandman, folks. Enter Sandman. And he got, Phillips got in Sandman's face.
Right.
Not
up,
the other
right
way around.
Right up in his face.
Right up in his face.
The drum right in his face.
Yeah. How can you possibly interpret this as being that Sandman is the aggressor? How can you possibly interpret it that way? It's bogus from the get-go. And every major news media outlet, with the exception of Fox, jumped all over Sandman, of course, Kamala Harris, and all of the usual suspects on the left and in the kosher press, jumped and condemned Sandman for something he did not do. This is the character of mass media today, folks. This is the character. Over to you, Steve.
Well, that lawyer's going after him.
Oh, yeah. They're all going to get sued because he's a minor.
He's suing their pants off.
Mm-hmm. He's a minor, a private person. You cannot do this to a private individual, especially a minor. These people have committed a blasphemy against that poor boy. His family has had to move out of the house because liberals were doxing him.
Death threats.
Yeah. Now, you bring that, add a couple of weeks. Jussie Smollett fakes this attack. Now, folks, I got to tell you, I live in Chicago. You don't go out when it's 20 below zero. You just do not do that. I actually took out the garbage that day And it took me 10 minutes to take out the garbage because I had a pile of it in the backyard. And I was wearing gloves, and my fingers were starting to freeze after 10 minutes. Of those of you who know the Fahrenheit scale, freezing is at 32 degrees. Zero is 32 degrees below that. Minus 20 is 52 degrees below freezing, folks. That's cold. Nobody
that's
in this.
That's Arctic.
That's weather, Arctic.
Because that jet stream comes down from the Arctic.
No, not even
dips
a.
Dips down into that area in Minnesota and Chicago, Illinois, man. And all of that. And it is horrible.
This scenario was so ridiculous. The average Chicagoan was laughing when they heard this. They were already laughing. But here again, the Jews media in their tremendous drive to implicate white people as racists, and especially somebody wearing a MAGA hat must be a neo-Nazi racist, Klansman, socialist, blah, 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 national socialist. You know, the left has no problem with real socialism. So well, what we're seeing, get this.
Who's behind this?
That's right. Who's behind it?
Talk about our little sweetheart Kamala.
Right. We'll get to that. I got an audio of her. And so here we see that the scenario is completely absurd. Completely absurd. Here's two rednecks from, let's say, Alabama. Hey, Maynard, let's get us a rope. A rope and some bleach and a couple of MAGA hats. You know, that bleach, it would have frozen before they could have poured it on the guy. Right? And can you imagine manipulating a noose in this kind of weather? And they just
did you see the news? It was that real little thin clothesline.
Is that it?
Cotton clothesline.
Right, yeah. They were being nice to him, right?
That was so lame.
Talk about lame, media. The lame stream media. Absolutely absurd. Okay. Now, I have to hand it to the local police department, because they were skeptical, as we were, from the beginning. Well, they took his statement, that is Smollett's statement, and wrote it down, and then they started to investigate. And then they found out that the two rednecks were actually Nigerians.
Bodybuilders.
Nigerian bodybuilders. Now, the mass media, fakitude, has collective egg on its face, and worse. Folks, the shinola has hit the fan. There's no way that fakitude media is going to recover from this. It's over. Over to you.
And then Kamala, or whatever her name is, is related to Jussie Smollett, and she wanted to use this whole scenario to help launch her presidential bid.
Right.
That's the whole reason she's involved in a conspiracy behind the scenes, so she can have an incident. First of all, he's black. Second of all, he's a faggot.
Right.
Third of all, he's an actor.
Right?
So there's three points.
As
right
are all
there
Jews
that would get lots
and all
of
Democrats.
Publicity, but they were so inept in the way they did this that they got caught. Well, she had done the backing and the promotion on a lot of this.
Right.
And now she shot herself in the foot by being involved and associated with this. Now, the mainstream media is not going to point this out.
No, that they're related.
When she tries to run, but the rest of us will.
Right. Now, I speculated about the possibility that the two of them were related, but I said, this is just my suspicion.
Well, they all came from the same family tree.
Well, Right, right. But unlike the fake-a-tude media, I withheld judgment until I could find out whether or not they are indeed related, and we found out that they are indeed related. And the mass, you know, the independent press has found out lots of pictures of them in the same picture, but not standing together. They also published a photograph of Kamala Harris and who's the New York black Jew butt kisser, kind of like Chicago has Jesse Jackson, New York has this other guy, you know, just really
Sharpton?
Evil. Sharpton, Al Sharptongue, yeah. So they took a shot of Al Sharptongue and Kamala Harris coming out of a restaurant holding hands.
Yeah.
Now they may report on that because that's human interest, right? Right?
Well, but, that's interest. I wouldn't say it's human.
Yeah, human interest. Interest, okay. I stand corrected. Okay, here, this is how Kamala Harris reacted to the news that Jussie Smollett was found out and that the whole incident was staged. Let me know if this is coming
modern day
across.
Lynching that, sorry.
All right, Kamala Harris is being approached by a Fox News reporter and asked about the tweet that she put out that that Jussie Smollett is one of the finest human beings I've ever known and that this is a horrible instance of white racism against a black person. Okay.
Ooh,
so
Swamp Fox has put in there Kamala Harris is an anchor baby and she is not eligible to be POTUS.
Ooh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, so that Thank there you. You go. That shoots that in the foot right there.
So
Yay,
she's,
Swamp Fox.
Yeah.
Good one. Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you.
So she's being asked by this reporter, didn't you come to a horrendous foregone conclusion by stating that this was a anti-black racist attack? And so she's asked this question, and she looks back upon her staff. Did I put that tweet out? It's all over the internet. This is her tweet. And now she's acting like, what tweet? Did I tweet something about the Jussie Smollett situation? And here's her response.
Smollett.
Listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth.
That's Jussie saying, tell the
he
truth.
He said, this MAGA country punches me right in the face.
And it seems like such an elaborate plan, but when you look at it, it's like, this does not make any f***ing sense.
Police have questioned those two men in the surveillance image. Well, tonight, those two brothers now claim that Smollett paid them to orchestrate the homophobic and racist attack.
I noticed the rope around my neck and I started screaming. And I said, there's a rope around my neck.
You didn't deserve, nor anybody deserves, to have a noose put around your neck, to have bleach thrown on you. We are better than that. America is better than that. And no racist can come in and do the things that they did to you.
It's coming from the president of the United States. When I heard about what had happened to Jussie.
Blame Trump.
And I heard they put a rope around him and they poured bleach on him and stuff. I was absolutely very upset.
I have fought for love. I'm an advocate.
Yeah, gay love.
I respect too much the people who I am now one of those people who have been attacked in any way. You do such a
This guy is making millions of dollars. He's making millions of dollars.
Oh,
I'm a victim.
I want more.
I want more.
Money.
Oh, here he is, Al Sharpton.
And these gentlemen did in some way perpetrate something that is not true. They ought to face accountability to the maximum.
We believe Jussie Smollett lied about being the victim of a hate crime and being assaulted. And for us, it's a slap in the face.
I kept walking and then I heard empire. So I turned around and I said,
he's using the F word.
I see
throughout this ABC News exclusive
attacker.
If the attackers are never found, how will you be able to heal?
You never thought about that.
I don't know.
Kill Whitey.
Let's just hope that they are.
Kill Whitey.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not go there yet.
Let's go there yet.
I was talking to a friend.
Man, he's actually a damn good actor. I have to hand it to him. Yeah. Sniffle, sniffle, what cough,
tweet,
cough.
What tweet? Saying that it is a modern-day lynching. That,
okay, here is her tweet. It's being shown on this video right now, and I'll put the video in the chat room shortly. Jussie Smollett is one of the kindest, most gentle human beings I know. I'm praying for his quick recovery. This was an attempted modern-day lynching. Yes, she used the L word, folks. Lynching. No one should have to fear for their life because of their sexuality or color of their skin. We must confront this hate. All right, this is what she said before all the facts were out.
Yep, that's hate, all right.
That's hate, all right.
I hate to get caught like this.
Yeah, what about guilty until proven... I'm speaking liberalese. Innocent until proven guilty. As far as the liberals are concerned, we white people are guilty until proven guilty.
Because we're white. We're automatically guilty.
This is so obvious that this is what's going on. And even in the Chicago media, the Chicago local media is actually up in arms over this, but they're not talking about the race factor and that all of these Democrats are trying to impugn an entire race of people. What they're saying is, oh, well, this is just a publicity stunt. You see?
Yeah. And if a riot would have started over it,
yeah,
and people were hurt and killed and businesses burned.
Right.
Windows that would be smashed. A publicity stunt.
Yeah, that would be a hell of a publicity stunt. And who would it be blamed on? Right?
Well, we have yet to see. Now, I know they're going to try this guy. I want to see what they're going to do to him.
I want to see him go to jail. He needs to go to jail. Typically, liberals caught doing fakitude will just get a slap on the wrist, if anything. Okay, but if a white guy, and these are real, very rare, very rarely is anything done just by a white person. Like even, the Hebrew cemeteries with all the stones knocked over. That was done by an Israeli. It was not done by a white nationalist. So all these fake stories, fake staged attacks, etc. Now people are going to wonder, well, what part of the news can I believe?
Well, the fake news media has lost so much credibility, their listening audience and believability is down to the point where it's only the absolute worst case scenario brain dead that listen to these people.
Yes,
nobody
absolutely.
Else listens to them anymore.
Right?
They've lost... their credibility. Even Fox with Tucker Carlson and all that stuff, he rips them. But if you notice with Tucker, he'll slip in little things occasionally, and he's a big-time supporter of Israeli.
Sure. They all
he's
have to
be. He's a big Jew supporter.
Yeah. You won't get on mass media if you aren't.
You're not going to get to truth.
True fakitude. Right? True fakitude.
Ended to truth. Truth. T-R-U-F.
Right? Yeah, right? Truth.
Truth.
So, here, let me finish this. It's only a few seconds to go here, about half a minute. And how this... she was caught.
Sorry.
Sorry. What was the question?
Okay, so I will say this about that case. I think that the facts are still unfolding, and I'm very concerned.
I am now one of those people who have been attacked in any way. You do such a disservice when you lie about things like this.
Oh, yeah, you sure do. Wow. Wow. The hypocrisy, the lies, the fakitude.
I don't be lying, Eli. I be truthing, man.
I be truthing. Okay.
You got to get that F in there.
Right. So.
T-R-U-F-I-N, truthing.
So we see that all of these fakers on the left, who are nothing but Jew, Yeah, we've heard about laxism. These troofers.
Is that where, what you like to eat with your bagel?
Yeah, right.
Bagels and laxism?
Yeah, right. Yeah, laxism is actually anti-whiteism. Okay, so here we go. Here we go that you know, the mass media is so flagrant and blatant about their desire to jump on a story in order to blame Whitey that they can't restrain themselves from prejudicing the entire account. And as
it's
I said earlier,
it's too good to be true, man.
It's too good to be true, right? That's the first thing a journalist learns, right? But now in Journalism 101, it's tell the story and make apologies later. You may not
have to
apologize.
We're going to tell it so many times that we're going to make it the truth.
Right. And these people are so far out to lunch when it comes to truth. They don't deserve, that's why we call them prostitutes. They are not journalists. They are prostitutes. And that's what's happening, folks. Now, I want to talk a little bit about, you had mentioned it, that they, the story that they are, in fact, related is now hitting the independent media big time. Big time. So when I saw this video and her denial that she had even tweeted this statement, she was so caught by surprise. I mean, this is, you know, it's okay, yeah, I made a mistake. I shot my mouth off before I got all the details. But her reaction was very, very suspicious, and there was guilt written all over her face. She can't blush, but there was guilt written all over her face. I said, wait a minute. Is she involved in this somehow? Right? Is she involved in this somehow? But I withheld judgment like the good journalist that I am. You know, I reported my suspicions, but I didn't report it as fact. Now it's out. She, Kamala Harris, is Smollett's aunt or aunt, yes, however you want to pronounce it. They are directly related. Folks, boy, do I smell a rat. Do I smell a rat? Okay. Now we have to talk a little about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She needs to apologize to the world for the deeds of her ancestor, Mr. Cortez, who annihilated all those Amerindians, right? She's probably related to him.
Right.
Okay. No apology to be issued by her soon. But what she did in New York City with regard to Amazon wanting to build a second headquarters there, and all they were asking for was an initial $3 billion tax break so that they could build the facility, with the deal being thousands of jobs, up to 25,000 jobs for the local community. So Miss Occasional Cortex, as the independent media is referring to her these days, Miss Occasional Cortex says, no, that's a bad deal for New York. All the poor people living on the streets, on the side streets of New York City, are going to have to move out. Well, maybe they should get a job and move out and find better lodgings, right? At least they'll have a job, which they didn't
have. Well, maybe they should move in with Occasional Cortex.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, Miss Occasional Cortex, who is actually well-educated. She's not the poor. She's a poor little rich girl. A poor little rich girl. And the real reason why she doesn't want this deal for New York City is because her dream of creating a socialist state in America would not jive with giving people jobs to a capitalist. Right? That's the real reason. Because no socialist wants capitalism to succeed. This would have been a tremendous success story for the local people of New York City. No socialist wants to see capitalism succeed. Therefore, she went against the deal.
Boy, that picture that Swamp Fox put up there. Looks like somebody came up behind her and goosed her.
This is getting so ridiculous. The mass media is coming off looking so ridiculous, I don't think they can recover. Because it's now I have to hand it to the Chicago Police Department, who, and even Eddie Johnson, the police chief commissioner, was very straightforward about this. He said, how could Jesse Smollett do this? This gives Chicago a black eye and makes race relations even more difficult than they already were.
Just imagine if this would have happened in the summertime.
Oh, right.
Chicago would be burning.
The bleach would have pulled out, right? Oh, yeah, it would be. And that rope was the fuse that would have lit the fire.
Yep.
Right? It would have lit the fire. So we've got all of these socialists, these race baiters, these white race haters running our country, controlling the news. Whitey, white woman, white man, if you don't wake up to what's happening, you are going to be yet another victim of all of this fake news and this blame Whitey. It's enough, folks. We've had enough. We're not going to take it anymore, and we're fighting back. That's all we can tell our enemies, who are led by the perfidious Jew in every step, in every thought they think, and every step they take. Over to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, this coming summer, they're going to stage more events, quote-unquote.
Yes. They're going to have to double
down. And they are going to force racial violence. They're not going to give anybody any choice. They're going to manipulate until they get a real good riot started. And then with the declaration of national emergency, it would be legal to declare martial law.
Yeah.
Think about that, folks.
They won't have to make any apologies then.
No.
Right?
No.
This is where we're heading, folks. We've been warning you. Because we in identity can see through these Jew lies. Very few others can. Some white nationalists can, but they don't know the half of it. We are the cutting edge of news, whether, you know, I never intended to be producing news shows, and neither did Pastor Steve, but no. Somebody has to tell the truth.
This is just too good. We can't pass this up.
No, we can't
Come
pass this
on.
Up. Right.
Cut us some slack.
Yeah, cut us some slack.
We got to have a little fun. I mean, we work so hard. We got to have a little.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you're not going to believe this, folks. This is so bad. Smollett has become such an object of ridicule that even black talk show on the sports channels are laughing at him. Listen to this.
Oh yeah, and the talk shows are ripping him.
Here, this is, I forget what news channel, it's an independent news channel, and they're broadcasting the sports channel. Here we go.
And then paid the two men posing as white supremacists with a check to attack him. Barkley couldn't get enough of Smollett's alleged inability to pull off a good hoax. Even Tim Young noted on Twitter that Charles Barkley savagely roasted Jussie Smollett all night long on NBA on TNT. And then they tried to cut away from it, but he wouldn't let go. Shaq couldn't stop laughing. It was hilarious. Take a look.
Ernie, what's the most ridiculous one over there that's still living that you would say has no chance of happening?
Two black guys beating a black guy up.
And having a black guy.
I'm sorry. Speak it out loud.
That's not on here, man.
That's not on our talk list.
Well, the Clippers will not make the playoffs. And,
the white guy is trying to deflect what he said.
Maggot's hat.
Right, I think that's probably it. Okay.
The Lakers.
The other two black guys can't stop laughing.
The latest edition. Go ahead, Kenny. I can't believe you, Chuck.
I can't believe you, Chuck.
Write him a check, Chuck. Never break. Hey, listen, America.
Chuckster. How?
America. Let me just tell you something.
What's that?
Do not commit crimes with checks.
Don't write a check.
Come on, man. You cannot.
Don't write a check.
Break the law. Do not write a check.
Because you're writing a check that what? You're behind cash.
Yo, man, you cannot
cash up.
Hey, cash up,
cash, man.
Go to your cash machine and get some cash, man.
Now you can only, I heard you can only get $200 out of
Charles,
$500.
Stop, literally.
Certainly. You got to make a lot of stop today.
Stop, Charles. Stop. You're killing us.
But you said, Chuck, America.
America,
not write checks when you commit illegal activity.
I cannot believe that we completed. We touched them all right there.
Circle of a home run.
He just said he touch every pillow. He just said the Lakers would make the playoffs. Jesse said that.
America.
They're trying to change the subject.
Okay. You remember Jerry Springer?
Yeah.
Okay. He was a mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio, and he paid for a prostitute with a check. and they caught him. And he had to resign as mayor, and he had to move. I think he's in Chicago.
Well, Chicago took him, right?
Yeah, he had to leave Cincinnati. He was run out of town on a rail.
Mm-hmm.
What a
doofus.
He's another Jew. He's another big Jew.
Yeah, what a doofus. Okay. But that's how arrogant these people are. Their arrogance overrides their common sense. Okay. Absolutely overrides their common sense. So it's amazing that this is TNT, Turner Network Television.
Oh boy.
They're roasting. They're roasting Jussie Smollett.
Ted Turner.
Yes.
Married
to
Hanoi Jane.
That's right. He's evil too. Totally evil.
Oh yeah.
Actually, he is not the CEO of TNT anymore. The Jews did a hostile buyout. And so he does not control that corporation anymore. And, the Jews control all these corporations. And there's no
hostile
way.
Hostile takeover, yeah.
Hostile takeover, yes. Okay. So this is what's happening, folks. And I repeat, we're going to see more and more of this. But I think you're right, Pastor Steve, that they can't afford any more shinola on their faces. The next time they're going to impose martial law, because their credibility has sunk so low that people are laughing at them. Fakitude, mass media, we're laughing at you.
Yeah.
They're laughing at you. Yeah. Hurting really bad. So now we see that in my hometown, Chicago, you know, they accuse us all of being racists, right? Racists.
Well, they call it Chicago for a reason.
That's right. That's right. But I really have to hand it to the chief of police. He was merciless in his criticism of Smollett in a press statement. I mean, I was really expecting him to say, oh, that poor black guy, he's a victim of homophobia and they tried to lynch him. I was expecting him to be sympathetic to Smollett. But no, he was merciless.
Well, he's a Chicago cop. He's pretty tough to begin
right.
with.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a black chief of police in Chicago,
oh, man, you got to be tough.
You got to be tough.
Oh, right. It's worse than Cincinnati, right?
Oh, so, Cincinnati is nothing.
Right? So, and I think he even mentioned at the beginning of his talk that the real story should be violence in the black community. Whoa. You know, mass media totally ignores that. They only cover violence in the black community if a white guy can be blamed. Right?
Well, they shoot each other left and right and stab each other, and they do all of that. And, you know, most of the violence in prison was black on black.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if you want to talk about rape culture, talk about the fact that the vast majority of white women are raped by blacks, not by whites, not by the white patriarchy, dear liberals. Not by the white patriarchy. There's another absolutely false storyline that the Jews media constantly promotes. Constantly promotes. Now, one thing, we got about 7 minutes left. Another thing about occasional cortex. Her boyfriend, Riley, I forget what his last name is. I'm going to see if I can find. AOC's boyfriend accepts money from her campaign. While she has a white boyfriend. His first name is Riley. And he was paid $6,000 from her campaign fund while the campaign fund was in debt. All right? It was running. It had no money left. So some donor, who I believe is Jewish, donated $6,000 to her boyfriend so he could get him a job in her campaign. If this isn't corruption, I don't know what is. On the payroll.
Her well, boy- they say in the chat room that she's dual citizen.
Really? That really? She claimed in one video that she was Jewish, that she had Jewish
she's
ancestry.
She's Sephardic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now she's denying that her boyfriend is on the payroll. She said, the Daily Dot, no, Ocasio-Cortez does not have her boyfriend on her payroll. Well, she's given him total access to her email account, which is actually illegal, right? Now, Congress critters, they can mail out, you know, to their email list, whatever they choose. But you're not allowed to give non-Congress critters access to, you know, what's ever on your email account. That's corruption, okay? And what if this guy sees what's on her email account and he picks up and sees something he can use, like information he could use against somebody, or maybe a tip that he can invest in the stock market? That's corruption. That's pork barrel.
That's insider information.
There you go. There you go. So her career is now teetering on the edge. Here's what Luke Thompson tweeted to her. While you were having a nice Valentine's Day, AOC, AOC decided to put her boyfriend on staff, drawing a salary on the taxpayer's dime. Nice to see her adapting to the swamp so quickly.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Well, she's a liberal. All liberals are liars. Total, absolute liars. Or they're so brainwashed, they don't know the difference between night and dark, truth and lies,
well,
or male and female.
If you ever see her speak and the expressions on her face, she's a psycho, man.
Yeah, that's right. She's a total psycho. All right. So it continues. While Twitter may have suspended him for sharing an email address and phone number, it turns out Thompson didn't have his facts in order about Ocasio-Cortez employing her. It was actually, as I said earlier, it was a Jew guy. I'm pretty sure it was a Jewish guy who gave him the money. But he worked for her campaign. Okay. So while her campaign was in debt, instead of giving the money to the campaign to get her out of debt, he gave it right to her boyfriend. Okay. I mean, this is how, let's put it this way, bookkeeping by Democrats. Okay? That's Democratic bookkeeping, folks. This is corruption up the wazoo, and it never ends. It will never end.
Well, that one picture shows her, looks like she got goosed up the wazoo. I don't know.
Right. Maybe her boyfriend was standing behind her. I don't know. Okay. Okay, so another article here. Representative Ocasio-Cortez didn't hire her boyfriend. So the mass media is coming out with excuses. Okay, the mass media is coming out with excuses, trying to spin this in her direction, and it's obvious that this isn't going to work out for her because everything she's done with respect to this, her boyfriend, is fakitude. She should never have used her position as Congress critter to give her boyfriend access to her personal, her congressional email account. Never should have done that. And she should have told her boyfriend, please wait till after the campaign. I'll take care of you then, right? But she's being a liberal. She's too stupid. And guess what? I think the guy who paid off her boyfriend, I bet he wrote a check. All right, folks. This is where America is at under the Jews. It's about time we wake up and smell the stench of the perfidious ones in our country. And we have to make sure that they go back where they came from. Right now, the destination of the Jews, and the Jews, we'll be talking about this on Fake News Now next Tuesday. The Jews of France have come down hard on the Yellow Vests and want the Yellow Vests punished by the government. Okay?
Well, there's so many of them, they may be doing the punishing, not getting punished.
That's right. That's right. The Jews have worn out their welcome in France. And they're going to Canada, of all places.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Canada is still Jew-friendly under the son of Fidel Castro, Justin Trudeau. All right, folks? He's a total communist. Transgender flake. That's what he is. We've seen the movies of him going down and embracing his father, Fidel Castro. Both of them had tears in their eyes upon the reunion. You think mass media would cover that story? So, this is going to get more and more fun until martial law is declared, because this is really their last hope. They've got so much egg on their faces that they cannot afford to have another story go wrong on them. But that's all they know how to do.
Well, they can't really help themselves. They can't control.
No, they can't control what
their
they are.
Emotions. We're just about out of time, guys.
Yeah, it's been fun, folks. EFR is lowering the boom on all of this fakitude. Thanks for listening. Praise Yahweh. Pass the ammunition. See you next time.
Praise Yahweh.